You humans are pathetic. I think that was the last one. Shame none of them are left squirming. I much prefer a wriggly prey. But what do we have here? Hold on a moment. What are you doing in there, all locked up in a cage? You were kidnapped by these bandits, no doubt, and locked away until your ransom was paid. Well, it's your lucky day, sort of. I'll let you out of there when I'm good and ready. Ready for dinner, that is. My, you do look like a tasty morsel. Much better than these crusty old bastards. Oh yes, you look like you've never seen a day of hard work in your life. Nice and soft and plump. What's that? Speak up, little mouse. You're a prince. Yes, I'm sure you are, sweetheart. Something tells me you're just trying to get out of your fate of being my supper. A handsome reward for your return. Well, that might work if I was one of you humans, but to be honest, I never much cared for your kind's gold. I much preferred their meat. Besides, think of the story I'll have to tell. That I was the one to gobble up the great king's son. My name will be feared by all others. Think of the terror that will strike into my enemies' hearts if I wouldn't even spare a prince. Then that means there's no hope for anyone else. No, I don't care about your reward. But think of the fame that would come after I gobble you up. The bards would sing of me. Orsha the Prince Eater. I think it has a nice ring to it, don't you? No, don't look so scared. You look rather weak and pathetic. You must have been in that cage for quite a while now, and I doubt these bandits fed you much. I better not let you go to waste, then. I don't want you wasting away any more until I get to eat you. I've heard that princes and other royal prey are quite delicious. I suppose it's one of the perks of you lot being able to afford such extravagant food. You know what they say, you are what you eat. Perhaps I will become a princess after you've been gobbled up. Though something makes me doubt that. Now I'm going to unlock and open this cage. and drag you out and swallow you up. It's a good thing you're a fair bit smaller than me. You should fit nicely inside my stomach, though you'll probably stretch it out a little bit, but well, I think I've earned a rest after that, don't you? And your gratitude, of course, for saving you from those bandits. Now, come here, my tasty little prince. Ah, don't squirm, don't struggle. Just let me drag you out by your feet. Oh, that's it. Don't worry. This isn't going to hurt that much. Oh my, you went down a treat, didn't you? Poor thing. Don't worry. You'll be nice and safe with me. At least until you get digested down. And I'm sure my stomach's a lot more soft and comfortable than that nasty iron cage. So at least your last few minutes of life will be comfortable. Somewhat, at least. Oh. Oh gosh, I must take off my armor. Oh, I can feel the weight of you. Oh, that's better. Now, I think it's time for me to have a little rest, don't you? All this killing bandits and gobbling up princes is tiresome work. Oh, let's get lying down then, shall we? Make a little camp bed by the fire. Oh, that's better. Oh my, you must stop wriggling so much. Just accept your fate. No one's coming to save you. Not that they could if they wanted to. You're already mine, my sweet prince. What is it? Your Highness? Your Majesty? I never was too familiar with the proper title to address you by. Though I suppose that doesn't matter anymore, considering you're held deep in my tummy. Oh, you silly thing. What's that saying that you lot have? Out of the frying pan and into the fire? Ah, I think that's quite fitting. Oh my. I think it's time I got some rest. And hopefully, by the time I wake up, you'll be long gone. Don't worry. There's nothing you can do. Just stop fighting it and try to relax and stay calm in your final minute. deep within my stomach. To think, a prince for dinner. Perhaps I'll have to find myself a princess for breakfast. I do hope I'm not getting a taste for your kind.
Thank you.